How you doing, Vince?
Very good. Good morning, James.
Thanks so much for talking to us this morning. Now, why is it so important that Vodafone checks the identities of their prepaid customers?
Yeah, look, it is important for a couple of reasons. The rules are in place to minimise the anonymous use of prepaid mobile services. So why is that important? Well, it's important actually for emergency service organisations so that when they receive calls to 000 from a prepaid mobile phone, they're able to respond in the best way possible, for example, by actually knowing ahead of time what the address of the customer is. And a little bit similarly for law enforcement agencies, if they're conducting an investigation that involves or would benefit from information about the user of a prepaid mobile phone, they're able to obtain information, basically customer records, of address and name and so on, fairly readily, which otherwise they wouldn't have access to. So it just allows them to progress their investigations as appropriate.
Yeah, right. So how can Vodafone verify the customer's identity while the person is online on the Vodafone webpage?
Yeah, look, the way it generally works these days for most of the mobile providers is that you provide details, as when you buy your prepaid mobile service, you provide details of various identity pieces of paper that you might have available. So it can very much vary according to the circumstance, but can include things like details of a pre-existing postpaid account. It can be a driver's license. It can be those sorts of standard identification arrangements, and much of this can now actually be done online. The problem with the Vodafone case was that at that particular point in time, they were still allowing identification to be done in store, and then allowed people to go online and say, "Well, I've had my ID checked in online. I'd please activate my account," without actually checking that verification had occurred.
Right. So how did you guys at the Australian Communications and Media Authority actually discover this issue?
Oh, look, it was drawn to our attention that there was something a little bit odd with the online verification, or the online activation, I should say, arrangements that Vodafone had on its website. And when we took a closer look, it did seem that it was just a little bit too easy to proceed to activation without those checks having been done, and we then made inquiries of Vodafone, and it took a little bit of time to collect the information because the checking that's done online was a mistake, and it was not in place for forever, and Vodafone did make attempts to rectify the situation when we drew it to our attention. However, there was a fairly lengthy period of time when people may have activated prepaid accounts without any identification checking having occurred.
Yeah, right. So how does this affect the Vodafone customers? How are they affected by this issue?
In a sense, they're not affected at all. In the normal course of events, they would have had their identification checked and they would have activated their accounts and everything would have gone fine. So in a sense, this is just returning the situation to what it normally would have been. It's just that in a number of cases, and we were able to pick up at least 1,028 of them, there were prepaid customers who didn't actually have their identification checked but were able to activate their accounts. So it doesn't really affect prepaid customers normally. Really what it affects is the ability of emergency service organisations to do their job, and similarly law enforcement agencies to do their job, in those admittedly rare circumstances when that information about a prepaid customer is really critical.
Yeah, and it's an important job that they have when that information isn't available to them. It's a very difficult task for them to achieve, I'm guessing. So how will the ACMA be working with Vodafone to improve this function?
Sure. Well, Vodafone's made a court-enforceable undertaking that will mean that whenever it makes changes to its online activation system, it will put those changes through a series of checks to make sure that they comply with the law. And it's also going to do a regular six-monthly review of its records of the checks that it does on prepaid accounts, and they'll be notifying us of how that process has proceeded, and if there's anything there that gives us cause for concern, well, of course we will be investigating further. But this is something that's not unusual, where a company that's made some mistakes makes an undertaking to us to rectify the situation. And it's a very rare circumstance where we actually have to take that undertaking to court to get it enforced.
Right. Has there been any other telecommunications companies that have been in the similar position that Vodafone is in right now?
No, in fact, this is the first. It's the first time we've actually had to enforce the rules around identity checking for prepaid accounts. And of course, I'm hoping it's the last. I think it's fair to say that most of the providers actually have fairly good and reliable systems for checking identification, so that there's rarely a need for us to take any further action. But I guess this is a reminder that we do keep an eye on ensuring that the identification checking arrangements are working as they're intended to.
Well, I guess that's it's a friendly reminder to all telecommunications companies from the ACMA there.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Vince Humphreys, for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, James.